Wow. We'll be 40. Well, I'll be 40. He'll be whatever. He'll
Tosh
be whatever.
Will be 50.
Yeah, and then
that's true.
Then you're gonna ask for me to like pick you up from the shop because your car's getting worked on, and I'll be like, nah.
Nah, we ain't friends no more.
Not even I can't. Just nah.
Nah.
But why, man?
Payback, bitch.
Remember that times you called me cunty ass bitch across the table?
Hey, so since we're already recording,
what?
You're caught up, right, Mandalorian?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, you're not a Tosh.
No.
He's caught up now,
dude. But look at him getting all shitty at me because I was like, dude, it's like the biggest show for our group going right now.
Easily. Yes, easily.
Like. And it's leading into the last of the Skywalker story. And he's going to take the fucking weekend off.
Right.
And then watch it on a Tuesday?
Not just the weekend, but like
this
the weekend
half hour.
Is truly his weekend. Because yeah. He works Monday through Friday. So like the time to catch up on stuff.
Is literally that.
And he gets all pissy at me for being like, really? And he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sit on your hands. What the fuck does that even mean?
He's 50, man. You know the old ass sayings.
He's 50 and he has a child.
Wait.
I don't know what that
should
means.
We say it? Huh? Should we say it?
What?
Okay, boomer.
Tosh got boomered.
Because he's an old ass piece of shit as a kid. Nice. Dearest Tosh.
You burnt. So what I was going to ask is... The only thing that we found out, basically...
That was way too fucking loud.
You're fine. The only thing that we found out in the second episode is that, one, Jawas love raw eggs.
Right?
Hairy raw eggs.
Gross raw eggs.
Yeah.
Look like one testicle. It's gross.
It's pretty gnarly.
And two, Baby Yoda got the Force like a motherfucker.
Right?
And he's adorable.
He's pretty adorable. He kept trying to help, and the goddamn Mandalorian wouldn't let him help.
I guess he
closed the egg.
I guess he keeps putting him back in there.
Yeah.
And he keeps getting out. And finally, he's like, boop, 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 boop. I was like, dang, lockdown.
Right.
So, I just want to hear your thoughts, everyone's thoughts on it. Were you expecting him to be, like, that strong with the Force? Were you expecting the Force at all? Is it weird to you? That the Ugnaught and the Mandalorian doesn't know, they don't know what the Force is? Like, all that stuff?
I think we should start with that.
Discuss.
I know Cody and I discussed this last night.
We discussed it when we were playing Division yesterday.
A little bit, yeah.
So, I mean, for me, I was not surprised by it. I was, at that point when he was going to fight, I can't think of the name of the creature now, whatever they called it.
Space Rhino.
Yeah. Woolly Rhino. That I knew it was gonna happen. I was like, oh, he's gonna like,
well, he kept
it was just the
reaching
extent.
His hand up.
Yeah, because like when because I knew he like I was like obviously he's gonna have the Force. That's the thing apparently with Green Muppets. You know, Yoda, Kermit. But I didn't like I wasn't surprised. What surprised me was that it was like how in depth he was. Like obviously he was trying to reach up. We assume he was trying to heal him.
Yeah.
Which is a lesser known ability. But as we all know that like, even from Yoda has a bag of tricks in him that most people don't realize. Like the whole being able to like catch lightning and then like turn around and reverse that shit. You know, it's like,
yeah, that was the healing thing,
you know,
threw me off because like when you saw Baby Yoda reach up and you're like, one thing he's looking at is the cut. I'm like, does the Force heal? Like just like I didn't even think about it. I've never seen it as far as I know.
In the non-canon Star Wars books, Leia actually has that ability.
Mm.
That's one of the reasons she was able to survive in space during Last Jedi and was able to, and she essentially healed herself because they're like, we don't know what's going on. Like she's in a, like she's asleep in a way, you know, she's actually, I assume that's what she's doing is healing herself. But in the non-canon Star Wars books, that was her big thing.
Because that made sense to me that the Force, I don't know why this made sense to me because it's never been explained, but I assume people who could use the Force could like regenerate faster, you know, with like rest and stuff.
Meditation
like would help. Yeah. But I never expected to see someone be like, heal with their hand, you know, like
throw it out, heal,
be better, heal, be better. So that surprised me, but yeah, when the big rhino thing was coming at him and you saw his hand go up, I was like, oh shit, because in my head I thought he was just gonna move the blaster thing to him,
yeah,
and he was gonna get a shot off, like that's, I was like, all right, this is how this is gonna play out, and then the fucking thing just lifts up, I was like, oh shit. And then Baby Yoda got like all old and tired looking.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a nice touch.
He's like, oh, I need to take a nap.
My Lanta.
Oh, my Lanta.
I didn't know exactly what would happen right there. I mean, obviously, like you both said, you knew that he was going to use the Force, but I was like, it could have gone like such a range of like from as much as just like nudging the blaster along to help him out to just slamming the rhino against the wall and killing it himself. Like I at one point thought that might happen as well. So you kind of get that little bit of a median right there where he just lifts him up off the ground, which still shows you that he has an immense link to the Force. But it, like you said, it's really weird that it's almost like it's because he's only 50 years old.
51. Yep.
But within his species, apparently, he's still a young child. So, obviously, we don't really know much about his past. Was he trained in this at some point in time? But
yeah,
was
it just come naturally?
Or has it just come naturally?
Has he been showing tendencies?
Yeah. We don't know. Yeah. But from what we've seen, it just seems like he naturally has this ability and kind of knows how to use it.
Yeah.
You know, knows that a cut can be healed with. You know, what looks like he would have used the Force, or he could lift heavy objects with the Force.
Yep.
And whatnot. So it'd be interesting to see going forward. Hopefully they explain this kid's origins a bit more. Because also, why was he just in a random fucking storage facility, essentially?
Well, in the Rebels cartoon, there's a plan put forth by the Empire. Which is they are gathering force sensitive children, like right. babies. And so it's very reminiscent of that. Like he must have been a target that group of people like stole from the Empire and were basically trying, probably ransoming off. They don't know. They probably have no idea why the Empire was so interested in this.
And that would explain obviously why the bounty was put out on the kid in the first place.
The biggest thing is I want to know, cause like you can kind of, we don't know, but you can kind of guess why the remnants of the Empire want him. Obviously, they know he's super powerful. I'm more interested in who put him there.
Yes.
In that little makeshift city with all that protection.
Yeah.
You know, because people have talked about all the bounty hunters who have tried to come and failed, mm-hmm. and they can only get there. Like, it's a good spot to put someone you don't want, because obviously it's hard for people to get there. And then you walk in and basically a kill box, unless, you know, you're a badass Mandalorian and a droid. So, but yeah, that's the more interesting part, because I feel like that's going to be more of the connection to the broader Star Wars stories that we know, mm-hmm. is who like took Baby Yoda and was like, here.
Yeah.
It's true. And we can't not go on without mentioning Disintegration, right?
Sure. Yeah, we could talk about that.
Holy shit.
A couple of those Jawas got fucked up.
Dude, just that part in the cave, the beginning, and he's like, I'm like, all right, cool, he's going to fight these off, and he shoots one. I was like, hold please.
Yeah, the thing just went boop in little pieces.
I was like, did he
Yeah.
Is like a teleport gun. You're like, teleport to a random place.
Yeah, totally teleport.
Just gun. Naked.
And it's cool how the clothes and it's the weapons. All, it's stay, only, so it's only our organic matter.
Yeah, I was like,
fucking blasted.
Yikes. Yeah, and he's just taking out fucking Jawas left and right. I was like, oh dang, that ain't good, mm-hmm. right? That's bad. But and then him trying to scale the fucking sandcrawler. was fantastic.
That was pretty cool, and I'd be curious to see if it was an homage to Indiana Jones, because they do have the part where they try and scrape him off with the wall, and I'm like, that's literally
very indie.
Trying to scale that tank.
Yeah, it was cool, and I just like the fact that Jawas, like, they don't have any fighting abilities, so there's like scrambling, like shoot him with stuff, and then throwing at the end, they're throwing shit over at the top, and then when he's like, he's grappling on, and they're just like beating at it. They're like not trying to cut the wire; they're just beating on that thing, and then it's like eventually like falls. I was like, they're so terrible, and they love raw egg.
That was awful.
It's just dripping down. I was like, you're not even sanitary at this point. You don't have cups.
Oh, God, no.
You don't got cups? No. Nope. You can't just pour it into cups?
Hands only.
Ugh. Your hands got to be dirty. I mean, the Sandcrawler doesn't look fucking clean whatsoever.
I laugh so much. I don't know why it made me laugh, but with the Mandalorian sitting there cross-legged and its head bumping off the roof and the Jawas are just laughing at him, I was like, this shit's hilarious.
I was like, oh, man, if he's, you think he's thinking, how many can I kill before they get in here? Because I'll just take what I need at this point. Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
I love the way the story started as well. It felt like it was a lot longer, but apparently it's only like 10 minutes of just like no dialogue whatsoever, too. It was so well done.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, there was such a weird humor in this episode, too, that was really good.
Because once he was talking, like, he was talking about the Jawas and, like, threatening them when they were trying to negotiate this, I was like, he's a little bit more of his personality is showing in this one.
Yeah.
I think mainly because it's the first time, like, you saw a little bit with the droid, but that was just, like, a single-minded, like, trying to get shit done. But with the Ugnaught, what's his name?
Quill, I think.
Quill.
It's like K-U-I-I-L or something. Or
You could tell there's like a trust there.
Yeah.
And you're like, and he left the planet and he didn't come with him, which I was bummed. I thought he was going to go with him for a minute. I was like, yeah, because.
You wanted it to happen because obviously he has some technical know-how. I pointed this out to Cody last night. It was the only thing that bothered me about the episode is when they have to put the ship back together. The Mandalorian is like, this would take a crew like a couple of days to put back together. And suddenly montage time done.
Yeah.
By the time that the
starts, that's Ugnaughts were kept as slaves because they were like gnarly workers. And a shit ton done.
Right, but it just still seemed like you put a whole functioning ship back together after it was ripped apart, not just like slowly completely ripped apart. It was ripped apart, all back in one.
All the Mandalorian did was like hold up a couple of panels.
Yeah, right.
He's like,
this goes here, I think, and then you just like weld it on.
Good thing you had that yellow design on the side to follow along with,
right? Of course, we don't know how long nights are on this planet, so that literally could have been like a whole week there, and they're just like, all nights.
It'd been a lot of weird shit.
Yeah,
it's true.
Any predictions yet? I know you've probably read some stuff online and tried to look for shit.
I've been avoiding stuff.
Really?
Yeah,
look at you.
Mainly because I don't want anyone to, like, I don't think anybody really has any insight because, like, it's been close to the chest on it. But it's like, I just kind of, I want to experience it. I'll look up stuff after I watch the episode.
Right.
Just because I know nobody really has anything. And, like, you know, there's like, in a lot of those videos and stuff and articles, there'll be stuff like, oh, this happened in, you know, the Rebels, or this happened in whatever. And it's like, oh, okay, that draws like, something like
that's
that, because like,
I have no reference point for Star Wars Rebels at all. I've never seen any, like, not a minute of it. So yeah, I've jumped online and I've looked at a couple of things where, like, explaining, you know, what the connection is between there, and it's like, okay,
yeah. Do you truly think that he'll turn in the kid?
No. I don't think he will, because I think he's better than most bounty hunters, and he's not just for the paycheck. That's why he saved the kid from dying. Mm-hmm. And I think he has a kinship with being orphaned with him, because clearly we saw from flashbacks.
This isn't like, you know, you're picking up a 50-year-old dude.
Yeah, if he was picking up a 51-year-old dude, like, all right, yeah, I'm just going to turn him in, I don't really care. But this is, like, essentially a child.
Yeah.
So
something that has literally shown a vast power that the Empire, you know.
Yeah, like you, most wants. Children wouldn't get a fucking unlimited money bounty for a fucking child of any type. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. Obviously, clearly there's something special, and he knows that. But he has, like I said, I think he has a kinship with him because he seems to be orphaned. Mm-hmm. And also, it's interesting because knowing now that he has his armor is completely fucked.
Because right?
Took a horn to the chest. You know what I mean? But in the trailer, they show him at one point with more of the completed armor. Mm-hmm. So it's like clearly he gets more of that metal somehow. Just I don't know how. You know what I mean? But I don't think it's from
trading the kid.
Right. I think it's taking the metal.
Metal.
I think he's like, no, you know what?
It belongs to us anyway.
Yeah, you all stole it from us. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and take it back. So he'll be able to forge his armor and stuff like that. But other than that, I mean, I can only go by what I've seen in the trailers and, like, the fact that, like, we've only met, like, really, like, two other characters outside of what we met in this last one. Like, IG-11, probably not going to show up again.
No.
He did get his fucking brain area. Well, maybe. I don't know how that droid works.
His memory goes into the cloud and they re-download it into another one.
IG-12.
Yeah.
Oh, is that how it works? I don't know.
They're going the style of Destiny. Yeah. Every time they're reborn, they get a new number thrown on.
Yeah.
Remember when Cade was just 5? We haven't seen, like, obviously we haven't met Gina Carano's character. We haven't met Bill Burr's character. Because Bill Burr, from the little bit you saw him in the last trailer, is some kind of dual-wielding bounty hunter, which was fucking cool. I was like, all right, Bill, all right, whatever. Basically, these two episodes, we've only been on, really, one planet for an extended amount of time.
Yeah.
Picked up Horatio Sands on the first planet and the whole Western thing. Went to whatever outpost that was to turn it into Carl Weathers, mm-hmm. and then got the new bounty and then skedaddled, and then the bulk of that episode was on that planet, and then all of this episode was essentially on that planet until he took off. But it's like I don't know what to think, because I'm like, I don't know where he stands. Is he truly a bounty hunter in the terms of, you know, is he just out for his own? Because it doesn't seem like he's out for his own. I mean, he did give up a lot of that metal when he forged his shoulder.
Right, and he was willing to trade part of his reward to what was his name?
Quill, I think.
Quill, and even half the bounty with IG-11. So, yeah, he's not necessarily all in it for the money.
Yeah, so it's interesting to see. I'm kind of hoping it goes towards a whole, like, showdown with a bunch of bounty hunters. They're like, hey.
Would be pretty dope.
Because, like, clearly the Empire or remnants of or whatever, they knew going in a Mandalorian probably couldn't turn down that much. If they truly have that much of that metal.
Yeah.
You know, they knew he wouldn't be able to turn that down. It's like one of the strongest metals in the galaxy. Really only they know how to forge it properly. It, you know, all these different things, and it's like, but what was IG-11? What was his bounty? You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't care about that metal.
There's so many multiple bounties sent. Like, I get that you're sending off one bounty hunter after another in order to try and get this, and one fails, you send the next one. But why was IG-11 already sent there when he hadn't even just barely got there?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, the one thing, too, that IG-11 said was something about being part of the guild, right?
Yeah.
He's like, I thought I was the only one. I was like, when he said that, I was all like, all right.
Because clearly that bounty isn't solely guild related, or like, oh, yeah, we already have someone on it. Like, they're, like, willing to, like, send whoever they can.
Yeah.
And, like, meaning Carl Weather says, like, you know, there are many people who aren't willing to pay guild prices. But these people are, like, deep pockets, like, we don't care. So clearly it's not going through the direct channels to the guild. they just contact the guild and say, hey, who do you have that's worth or willing to work outside the the normal. And it's interesting to see, like, you know, kind of like the we're seeing more into the guild, like the, you know, the bounty hunter guilds and stuff like that, to see what's like, because obviously we're going to clearly meet him, because Gina Carano's character is known as a rebel shock trooper, but she used to be a stormtrooper.
Okay.
Who during the rebel the rebellion like changed her ways and like became a rebel, but now is a bounty hunter, I guess. Okay. Or part of this faction. I'm not too sure. It's hard because, again, we don't really know.
Yeah.
But that's what they said. Like, even during the, they had like a thing at the El Capitan Theater in LA, Wednesday after it premiered on Tuesday. And people got to go and watch the first three episodes. And, they had the cast there, had Jon Favreau, Dave Filoni, Pedro Pascal, Carl Weathers, Gina Carano, and what's his name? The German guy or Austrian guy. Yeah. And then they had a bunch of the directors and the three other directors, and then the guy who made the music and everything. And they were talking about, like, you know, they were talking about the technology made to make the show, which sounds fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for the season to be over, because I'm enjoying it so much, but also I want to see what they were talking about, because they're talking about, like, VR technology, and like they're on a stage that has projection screens that show them the world they're in, even though it's on a set somewhere, like on a soundstage. And so that's pretty cool. I want to see what that's like. But when they asked Gina Carano like what it's about, she's like, yeah, she's a former rebel shock trooper. And I was like, I want to know more, but it's like, we only have 6 or 7 episodes or whatever left. And I'm like,
you're not giving me a whole lot.
Yeah, like, so far you've given me a 40-minute episode and a 32-minute episode, or 39-minute episode and a 32-minute episode. I'm like, so
what are we doing?
Are we getting a whole episode on her? Like, there seems to be a lot you could tell me about this, so let's just make this 20 episodes. Let's go.
I mean, like, let's go back to the 22-episode runs have that way back in the day.
Yeah. I'm willing to spend half a year watching it. I don't care.
Yeah, it's weird because we have so little answers to anything now. We're 2 episodes in, and it's like, you think now it's like, okay, they got off the planet. Now he has to make a decision and go someplace. Like, is he going to turn it in? Is he going to somebody that he trusts for help? Like, so, like, you would think at this point there'd be some answers, but honestly, I thought the second episode we were going to get answers, and we really didn't get any answers, because the whole episode was about him getting his shit put back together.
Right. Yeah.
So, I don't know, is the whole episode, this next one, just him in a fucking space battle with somebody? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So,
thinking about it, I almost bet that the next episode is going to be not about him at all.
Yeah.
It's going to be about somebody else to set up some other subplot going on.
Yeah.
And we might even not see him until, what, that would be episode 4?
Maybe,
come back.
They're already working on season 2. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah, because they were even, before it premiered on the network, they were already talking about getting it up and running for the second one. They're like, let's go, because we really like what we got, and we think we have a hit. Clearly they do. I mean, they for the most part, most of the advertising I saw before it launched was around all the classic movies being available, you know, and they showed like Lion King and Aladdin and all that fun stuff. But the only other advertising I really saw was The Mandalorian, you know, like, yeah, we have all the Star Wars movies, but we're the only place you're going to see a live action star, like the very first ever made live action Star Wars television show, you know? And like, they're obviously hedging their bets on that quite a bit. I mean, even now, you go on, as soon as you open it up, usually the first thing you see is the banner for The Mandalorian, and then it scrolls to like Endgame. Like, Endgame's the biggest movie of all time, and it was a big thing. They moved it from just their December release date on the network to being day of. But it's like, that's not even like their like big thing. Like, oh, watch this, watch the biggest movie ever, Only streaming on there.
No, a lot of people already have.
Well, yeah, it's the biggest movie ever.
And everyone's seen it already, so it's they know like what's going to set them apart is their original programming. Yeah. Like mm-hmm. we know what Disney's back catalog is. It's fucking vast, and it's working
because there's people at my work that are talking about The Mandalorian that would never even mention Star Wars before.
And exactly.
Like, you love this stuff and you're like, you know, actively want to talk about it and into it. That's awesome.
You know? Well, I mean, and the thing too is as like a case study almost, you could take Jen, like she watched all the Star Wars movies. The newer ones she's more into, you know, because she didn't grow up with the old ones, which if you don't have a childhood attachment to those ones, they can be kind of rough. Mm-hmm. But like she's watched the newer Star Wars and she's like, yeah, they're cool. But like she has no desire to like rewatch or like dig into it. But she is all fucking in on this show. Like she loves this show. Mm-hmm. She was pissed that the last episode was only 30 minutes. She looked at me and when the credits started going, she's all, is that fucking it? I was like, yeah. She was like, oh. Yeah. That's the first time she's ever been like actively wanting more Star Wars anything. So yeah, it's a good show because like obviously if you're a Star Wars super fan, you're picking stuff out and you're, you know, trying to dig through everything, look for clues. If you're, you know, slightly more than a casual fan like I am, you're like, oh, that's cool. And then you're like, all right, I gotta kind of look up this and that. But even if you're just brand new to it and you don't really give a fuck about Star Wars, like it holds up so well on its own so far, because for it being a TV show, it's got movie quality effects.
Yeah,
the action has been fucking amazing. The humor has been, you know, way more than I thought it was gonna be.
Definitely.
And obviously with their fucking ace up their sleeve of Baby Yoda, you have this weird emotional attachment now too. And so like they've been fucking killing it. So I can't see anything with this first season going wrong. Like it's like you just want to get through it and get the answer. So
yeah, and clearly they have a plan set because of the, it seems to be no filler-ish, you know what I mean? They're telling the stories per episode the way they need to. That's why they're 39 minutes, 32 minutes. They're not trying to like just fluff it to an hour each and trying to rush stuff in.
Yeah, that's the point where I'm like, I'm happy like they have these weird run times because it's like who's ever putting it together, Jon Favreau, feels like this is what the episode needs to be. And he knows what the whole story is. So the fact that it doesn't conform to like that 44 minute run or an hour run like Netflix does, you know what I mean? It's, you're not forcing them to do that. He's like, no, this one's, we need about 40 minutes. This one, we need about 30. You know what I mean? It's like, all right, well, he knows what the full story is. So you assume that by the end of the season, it's going to be flushed out exactly how he wants it to be.
So yeah, that's what's interesting. Because like with things like Netflix, like we'll use Stranger Things, for example. Not saying Stranger Things has filler stuff in it, but they write their episodes to be an hour. You know what I mean, they know where they're going. They're making one big story arc for that season, so they know beginning and end. Mm-hmm. Then they fill all the stuff that goes in the middle, and so they can kind of piece together. But they can write an episode to be an hour. But here, it just looks like they're like, "Nah, we wrote this so long of a movie, you know, 600 pages, whatever. Now we can tell each individual story in whatever time length we need to get that point of the story for that episode moving forward." I mean, I'm not saying we're probably going to see like a 10-minute episode because people will lose their fucking minds, but it's interesting to see that we're seeing, and three of us would be ahead of it. It's just interesting to see that they're not trying to, like they could have shown the Mandalorian, like they could have extended that fucking montage of fixing stuff to be 20 minutes to get you to a longer episode, you know, but if they're like, no, we got everything we needed in 32 minutes. We're good, you know?
Yeah.
And it's interesting because it's that seems more art, like more they're leaning on the artist saying, hey, like, we trust you to do what you're doing. So do it. You know, we hired you for a reason. So why don't you just go about your business? Let us know what.
Just tell us what you need and that's it.
Yeah. You know, and clearly they're, in the vein of Star Wars, they're letting them take risks, but they're also letting them invent technology to do what they want. Because like with the whole like that whole VR setup and that create, it is a name and I can't remember what it's called. But it's like, instead of being just pre-viz, like, oh, you can walk in and here's all this pre-viz we've done. So here's some concept art of what your character looks like in the world you're in. Instead, a lot of them got to do that, but then they go on set and they turn their projectors on and all of a sudden they are in that world. Mm-hmm. They are in that, like, he's walking down that street and that fucking outpost. And from what I heard is they get to see the world around it. So it's not just buildings, green screen. It's buildings, these projections that then make the distance go on. So they will see ships flying over.
Oh, man. Nice.
They will see the world they're in right there. And same thing when they're in the cockpit of, like, the ships. They can see, they're not just like, oh, there's a video screen, here it is. It's a full 360 everything around them screen. So if they're in a dogfight and a TIE fighter flies over the top of the ship, they see it happen. Yeah,
it's much better than just saying, okay, guys, there's going to be a ship flying over, yeah, react to it type thing.
Yeah, so they're like, everyone's sight lines are like a little off or whatever, and like some guys zip a fucking tennis ball across a fucking, yeah, line or something. You literally look up.
This is where you need to be looking. This tennis, yeah, ball right here.
Yeah, and it's like they do it.
On a steak.
It's like when they were talking about like it, His Dark Materials. So if you don't know what His Dark Materials are, in this world they build, everyone has the referred to as a demon, and the demon is an embodiment of their soul. Everyone can see it. I don't think anyone else can hear when it talks to you, because it sometimes it's out loud, and you're like, well, that person should clearly hear him, but in that world, that creature in the book, it's something easy to do. Like, oh, it's just there. But when you're filming it, how are they gonna, like, kind of keep it real? You know what I mean? So what they did is they have puppets that all the demons have, and so they're reacting to real physical objects, and they get to sometimes control them if they're on their body, or there's a puppeteer that goes along with them that does it. And it's kind of the same idea, except for like Disney and Star Wars are like, we'll give you one better. We'll, yeah, put you in a virtual world, and you can act inside the virtual world. And so when they watch playback, they actually see digital creatures interact with them. Yeah, they don't see them. They're not holographic projected on the thing, but then they can watch it instantly, and there's like video of them interacting with this creature. And it's, yeah, fucking, that's insane.
I think they're calling it Stagecraft.
Stagecraft, that's what it was. I knew they had a name for it. I can't remember what it's called. Stagecraft.
Sounds very generic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you would think that would be Stagecraft.
But yeah. But they're taking that and they're making it a real thing.
Yeah.
And like, I think it was Pedro Pascal on some interview he was doing for press. He even said it was like performing on stage, like on a play, where like there's all these interactable sets and things that move around.
Mm-hmm.
But like, all of a sudden, there's a ship landing in the background. You know, yeah, what I mean? Like, it's like you can see that. Or there's actual blaster fire and you can see where it's coming from. And he's like, you see all this stuff and it's like really being in the world. But then there's a camera crew in there with you.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, all right, that's fucking dope. That's why I really, because one of the cool things you're doing for the credits is you're giving you concept art.
Which is so fantastic.
Yeah. So it all has to do with that episode. So you, mm-hmm, see it. And it's kind of crazy because it's like, that's concept art, but that literally looks like someone just drew over what happened, yeah, in the scene.
Exactly.
But then like they're going to sprinkle that throughout the whole thing, and at the end they're going to release like a back behind the scenes like docu-series about how they made it.
Nice.
And I was like, yes.
Great. Want to watch that?
Yes. Like, I want to watch it now, but I was like, I also don't. You, right, know what I mean? Like, I that's one of the reasons, like, I was telling you last night, I want to be able to just binge. I want to be done watching all these episodes, so we can talk about it and like just live in it. But it's also kind of exciting in like a weird
week to week type
week to week thing where it's like, where it seems
doing this exact same thing where you're just like, yeah, this is what happened. This is what is awesome. What do you think will happen next? I think that.
Yeah. So it's something we've kind of like lost in a way, mm-hmm, in the internet age, as they say, with the whole binge watching thing. But it's like, we've been talking about this once before. I'm kind of upset I can't just watch it all because it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, also, there's kind of this like, oh, I can schedule to watch it whenever. You know what I mean?
And how many times have you already gone back and rewatched an episode?
Well, I watched episode one 3 times.
Right.
I haven't rewatched. I haven't had a chance to rewatch but episode two. But as a bingeable
thing, would you have gone back and watched episode one multiple
times? Not until season two came
right
out. I would rewatch the whole thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wouldn't have, like, I was so hungry for it. I wanted to, I rewatched that first episode because, like, I wanted to catch some other things. Like, the fact that I couldn't figure out who that actor was that was playing that blue creature in the first episode. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until I watched something or other where someone just casually said, like, Horatio Sands' character. I was like, who the fuck was he? Then I was like, oh my God, the blue thing was Horatio Sands. I was like, holy shit. That's insane.
Yeah.
Because, like, awesome. You see Brian Posehn, and it's Brian Posehn. They didn't throw anything on him other than a hood and some goggles. Oh my God, it's Brian Posehn. That's clearly him. But I was like, until I saw that, not until the third time I watched it, I was like, oh yeah, I can definitely see it's Horatio Sands now. Mm. Like, before, I was like, nah, bro, it's the blue guy.
Yeah.
Like, they threw gills on a blue man. That's all they did, you know? But no, it's like, it's I don't know, it's crazy because it's like, like, in one way, like you're saying, like, I would have never gone back and watched the first episode 3 times if I was finished with the series. Mm-hmm. Like, I might rewatch the whole series again.
You would, definitely. Like you said, leading up to season two.
Yeah, just as but
a refresher.
I don't know if that same week I would have rewatched it again.
Right.
You know, like, my next day off, I wouldn't burn through how many ever hours it is again. I may do that now. Yeah. I may do that now that once the series is over, I'll watch them all continuous because they so far the first two episodes flow so easily together.
Yeah,
that I think Mike said it when we were playing Division yesterday, that he said it last week on the episode, but they use the classic Star Wars transitions, you know, the pinhole opening up, right, or like the fade top to bottom, whatever. But it even felt like that going into the beginning of episode two because there was really no intro. There's no, like, there's the Star Wars thing, right? Yeah. And then it goes, it faded into him walking in that cave. And I was like, you could have just give me a supercut, and I said this to you last night, of going from taking the Baby Yoda out of, you know, getting it, seeing it, it fades out because he reaches out to him, you know? And then it could have faded right back into, transitioned into them walking in the cave.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have never guessed that was 2 different episodes. Other than the title thing coming up saying chapter 2, The Child. You know what I mean? Which is weird they gave the second one a name.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, if you didn't watch the first one and you started watching the second one, A, you'd be confused why there's a Baby Yoda in a floating egg. But also, why is it called The Child? What did I miss? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's... So that's interesting to me because, like, and the recap. There was a recap, I guess, before it that you could skip.
Yeah, there was, because I skipped it.
Yeah.
I was like, that's cool.
Skip. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't. I was like, oh, what did I miss last episode? What did I miss
last week?
What did I miss three days ago?
Yeah.
But yeah, so I don't know. It's exciting, but also very frustrating that I can't just watch it all. Because I'm so used to that now with some shows. Obviously, there's TV shows on TV, like traditional TV, on HBO, Game of Thrones, things like that. We watch it week to week. But it's like this, I'm not used to turning my Apple TV on.
And not being able to watch
everything. And just burn through it.
Yeah.
Like, it's in a way, it's frustrating, but also it's like refreshing in a way. But it's so good that, like, if it was crap, I'd be like, well, I don't really care about it. I'll just watch them all when they're all done, whatever, yeah, right? You know, if it was, I'm not saying that I'd ever thought it would be crap, but if, like, it was one of those things, like, it's all right, you know, it's like, it's okay. I'll just watch them all together. Mm-hmm. But now I'm like trying to figure out, all right, so this coming Friday I work. Can I watch it before I go to work?
Yeah.
Is it feasible to get up in enough time to watch it and still be ready to go to work? Or do I have to fucking abstain from all social media until I get home Friday night to be able to watch it? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, be fist clenched at work waiting for someone to fucking mouth off about it so they don't spoil it. Fuck me, I don't care my job. I'll punch you out. You try to ruin Star Wars for me. You know what I mean? I don't give a shit. I'll cry in public. But I've done it before and I'll do it again. But it's like, I'm just trying to like parcel out, like Watchmen, right? All right, cool. It gets to that time, 6 o'clock-ish time. I'm not home from work yet. I can stay off social media for 2 hours or 2 or 3 hours till I get home, watch it, and then I'm free to look at whatever I want, right? Yeah. Same thing, his Arc Materials. I just, Monday, you know, I get home, I'll watch it, whatever. But Star Wars, I'm like, you fucks ruin this for me, and I will break you. I will break you so bad. Because if I have to go an 8-hour shift at work without you know, knowing what, like, anything, like, even if I pop up Twitter and all of a sudden there's a fucking picture of, you know, the decapitated Mandalorian or something, and I'm like, well fuck just, me, just what just happened? You know
the
what
second
I mean?
Episode, having just a baby, you know, the first episode, just baby Yoda, and you're like, I haven't even watched the first episode yet, and I feel like you spoiled the whole series for me.
Yeah. Well, it was like yesterday when the whole thing with Taj came up, and I wanted to send that picture, and I was like, are we all caught up? Mm-hmm. Like, I know we hadn't really talked, but Mike and I had talked, like, he asked, oh, have you seen it yet? Because we were going to the wrestling things, and I hadn't watched it yet because I was at work, and I didn't have time to watch it in the morning, so, because I was at your work, so I was like, no, I haven't, you know, like, you know, don't say nothing yet. I don't want you to ruin anything.
Yeah.
But so I wanted to send that picture, and it's just concept art, but yeah. It's like, I knew it was kind of relevant to what was happening in that episode.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like, oh my God, like that, you can't believe you spoiled this for me. But when Taj's like, oh, I haven't seen it yet. First off, it made me so mad. I was like, how the fuck did you make it to Tuesday without watching a 32-minute long episode?
They're really, yeah. I mean, we keep talking about how long they are, which, yeah, an hour long, I can understand, you know, oh, I have to fit that in somewhere. But I mean, 32 minutes?
Like, yeah. Like, bro.
It's easy to fit in somewhere.
Just sneak her in, you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
Just watch it. It's a fucking half hour. You can actually cut off time if you don't watch the credits.
I was, it's like, as far as I'm concerned, in our friendship group, you have the weekend. Like, I get having the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I have the weekend. We all work weekends, except for Taj.
Yeah.
But, like, I get, like, Friday is, like, a weird time for it to come out. Friday morning is, like, a weird time. So I get, like, maybe you can't get to it on Friday. We all work Saturday, Sunday, but it's, like, 30 minutes, dude. Like, you're watching some type of TV at that point. You're watching something. I guarantee everybody's watching something. You just watch that.
So
by, like, Monday, we could all talk about it and be friends.
In 4 days, you couldn't find 30 minutes to watch it? Like, how busy is your fucking life? You know what I mean?
Super busy.
Like, get off your fucking dumbass and watch 30... I mean, get back on your dumbass and watch TV for 30 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, it's... I don't know. It's weird to me. Like, if you had told me, like, I was out of town, I'd be like, okay. Nah, his ass was here.
Mm-hmm.
His ass was here, and his ass wasn't do nothing. Except for not watching Star Wars, apparently.
Playing a new Star Wars game.
Right?
The whole time. But not watching the new Star Wars show.
Trying to tell me you couldn't take 30 minutes off your game to eat and watch Star Wars?
Right.
Get your Uber Eats delivered from whatever fucking random place you probably could have delivered it yourself.
Probably could have picked it up on your way home from work, yeah.
And, like, I don't know. It's just, I was like, I was so mad. I was like, why are we friends to this day?
I wasn't that mad, but.
Ouch.
I was just mad because of how fucking, like shitty he was getting with us. For him of not watching it, and I was like, A, we're joking with you.
Yeah.
B, fuck is wrong with you?
He did get, like, oddly upset.
Like, he got defensive, and I was like, clearly we're joking with you.
The pretty standard, like, shit that we give each other in that thread.
Yeah.
And he legit got upset.
Yeah, I was like, man, whatever. Like, you know what? Fuck off. Garbage human.
What else happened this week?
Nothing.
I don't know.
They did announce this morning, though, in January, they're announcing a new Star Wars movie who the director has already signed up for, and it's not the Rian Johnson trilogy that he's going to do. And we know I'm guessing it's going to take the slots that the Game of Thrones guys are leaving vacant because of their deal with Netflix. They had a drop off.
Yeah.
It's probably falling into those because we already know there's release dates for those. But we just don't, like, it's a new Star Wars movie. But apparently there's another article I read, some I use on Deadline or something, that Kathleen Kennedy doesn't know the exact future of the Star Wars stuff, but she does know Jon Favreau is going to be very heavily involved with it. And I was like, well, fuck yeah, he is, because
he should be.
He's doing such a good job here.
You greenlit essentially a second season for a show that nobody has seen before it was available for anybody to actually watch.
That reminds me, Witcher got that too.
Yeah, Netflix is fucking apparently season. They're definitely looking at survivability. I'm not saying, again, they're not like scrambling, but they're definitely looking at ways to survive what has been going on.
Right, because they can't just survive off of the being able to have all this back catalog of movies and stuff yeah. like that anymore.
And they need to look towards newer content that's different than what they already have.
Yeah.
And they have, there's so much in the pipeline already, you know, like going through like the Cowboy Bebop and the Avatar live action and all that stuff. But it's like, then you have, we heard about The Witcher, we saw the trailers, boom, we're ready to go. Month before it starts, they're like, hey, by the way, production's starting on season two.
Yep.
You're like,
what?
Like, the fuck?
I haven't even given an opinion about season one yet.
Yeah, like, I'm just excited from seeing trailers, and you're telling me you're fucking starting season two already.
Yeah.
Cool little, so I don't know if this popped up, because it oddly enough didn't make like big news on Twitter.
Henry Cavill is okay with coming back?
Yeah.
No, but straight up said he hasn't given up on a role, I think.
I believe the quote was something like, the cape is still mine, it's in my closet, or something like that.
Yeah, and he went on to talk about how like portraying Superman takes a lot, so which just put aside for right now, but he said something like still having a lot of story to tell yet with that character.
Yeah.
I was all like, yeah. This goes back to the whole everyone freaking out. Like, this happened a few times this past year. It happened with Superman, where it was just reported that he wasn't Superman anymore. With none of that being said anywhere, and Cavill is so fucking, like, whatever about it. He was like, oh, fuck you, I'm not giving you any anything at all. His agent tweeted something saying, like, everyone's jumping to conclusions, like, there's nothing set in stone. And even that was like vaguely worded and like oddly set up to where you're like, what does that mean? You know? But everyone was like, oh, DC's losing Batman and Superman and they're not doing this and they're not doing that. And I'm like, all right, the Batman thing's set, but also they want to go and do a younger Batman. Nothing is said about the Superman thing. And everyone freaked out the same way. I don't listen to every podcast in the world, but I'm willing to bet we were probably one of very few anywhere talking about how everyone needs to chill the fuck out with this Marvel and Spider-Man shit.
Oh my God, right?
Yeah.
And everyone was losing their goddamn mind, and then it goes away, and a few months later, it's like, hey, worked out a negotiation. We got so many more Spider-Man movies for Marvel. He'll still be able to portray Spider-Man in like Avenger-type movies later on. And then the remaining Spider-Man movies will go back to Sony. It's like, makes fucking sense. Like, that was kind of the plan originally. And they were negotiating, and negotiation, got public, and people freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. It's just funny how, like, the Henry Cavill's not Superman anymore was everywhere. And then I just randomly came across the article, and he's like, no, I'm still Superman.
Yeah,
and like nobody was talking about it.
Yeah, because like with like Batman, for example, DC released a thing saying, "Hey, Ben is done."
Yeah,
and he had a lot of personal problems. He needed to step away from stuff.
And, yeah, so like it's just
it's physically demanding to be.
I can't imagine Batman. How that would be.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like something especially easy to do. His style, of Batman, was that big brute and Frank Miller style,
and he's not a big dude in general.
No, he's like a normal dude.
So like, but he's having been able
to keep it on, which is weird.
I'm saying that's probably hard for him to do.
It's hard for him to do, yeah.
But, and also, he's been going through a lot of rehab shit, too, which kind of takes a lot out of him.
I really enjoyed his Batman. I really did.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to the new Batman that's coming out, because every single actor that they announced for that and the role that they're going to be playing him, like, that is so awesome. I love it. I would hope that
someone's still bitter.
I still think what you're bitter about what?
Not bitter. I'm not like, oh, Robert Pattinson, great choice. Like, I'm never going
to think he has the ability to play it very well.
I think everyone has the ability.
Not everyone.
I think actors, if you've proven you can act, like, whatever. I'm not going to badmouth it, but I'm also not going to be, like, excited about it. Like,
I think he can do it very well.
I hope you're right.
I've been right before. So.
He's not negative Nancy. He's just kind of on the fence Millie or something. He's gotcha. Like,
Millie. Yeah. I've been right before. I'm just going to say that. But I hope that maybe they do, because obviously I think with the DC thing going forward, you have to bring, if you're going to keep going with the characters that you already have, that you've already established within the Justice League universe, you're going to have to at one point bring in Superman or bring in, you know, do another team up type movie. So who do you bring back as Batman at that point? You know, I hope that they do still find a way to at least just bring him back for those ensemble type movies, even if he's not doing
my guess is, and I don't know if it's been like officially announced or anything, but my guess is, because Wonder Woman, you have the built-in thing of the all the time spent, so you know this next one's set in the 80s, and it's like, yeah, that makes sense, and you can probably have another one set in the 90s, you know what I mean, like, because there's so long where she was Wonder Woman on this earth, so you have that. You have, you can go back with Batman, back in time with Batman. And so you probably got a couple movies, not back in time, but I'm saying with Robert Pattinson.
In the history of Batman.
So
I just don't want to confuse people to bring in another actor to play a younger Ben Affleck, essentially.
No, that's what I'm, but all I'm saying is you have these different time frames of these movies. Yes. Like, let these movies come out. You can get another Aquaman because that proved to be successful.
Oh, yeah.
You have another Shazam in you.
Yep.
You have Black Adam, which actually has a release date now for the first time. So
they're a production start date.
Yeah. So that's a thing now for sure. And they low key introduced them in Shazam. So that's going. And then, like, if you just figure out your Flash movie, maybe you don't want to do Cyborg, maybe you do Cyborg and Flash together, you know what I mean, like, that was a good, you know,
yeah, I could see
if you're like worried about them not having the star power to carry their own franchises, team them up, like, they were together through the course of Justice League, their banter and everything, so that could be your like fucking buddy cop style movie. And then so you have 5-6 years worth of movies right there alone, and then you could bring back Henry Cavill. At any point, he can make little drop guesses. You know what I mean?
But like, in the other movies.
Then, because so much time has passed, Batfleck was already like struggling, beat up in the Justice League. Like, he was beat to shit. He had the bruises, and he was moving real slow. And that's why he wanted Wonder Woman to kind of
take over.
Mm-hmm. And that's what he was trying to coast out of everybody. So you could have him come back as even. Doesn't even have to be like an action.
I just want him eventually to be able to play old man Wayne.
Yeah.
And bring in Batman Beyond.
Yeah. He would be really perfect at it. You just gray him up a little bit. Yeah. He can play grumpy and bitter.
Just let his hair go natural because it's gray.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. You have 5-6 years of movies before you even have to really worry about getting to a point where it would make sense for Ben Affleck to come back.
Yeah. And at the point, like,
anything.
He's going to have to be like that aged, you know, version like we saw in the Batman Beyond.
Yeah.
He just needs to be a fucking, like, my body can't handle this anymore, even if I have a special braces and stuff.
Yeah, and the Christian Bale kind of hit on it, but not really. But, like, that's something that we haven't really seen is, like, the physical toll. He is not a superhuman. Like, he has no powers. He's not a mutant.
He's not Aquaman.
He's not a god.
Yeah.
He's just a dude.
He's the only mortal in that group.
Yeah, and so.
True mortal in that group.
So, I mean, even if you bring him back, for one, to do a Death of Batman kind of thing, you know, there's something there, too. Yeah. Like, because he's the only one where you would truly believe. Everyone knew Superman wasn't dead.
Right.
And, like, they did a good job of not showing it come Justice League, but you knew. It was like, everyone knew he was going to show up. It was just when and how. this one, like, Batman, the death of a Ben Affleck Batman can spur a movement in that franchise, you know what I mean? And it actually means something.
Definitely.
Because he's the only one in that story where it would actually 100% mean something. And then you get out from underneath the fact that you started this franchise with an older Batman, yeah. And now you can go Batman Beyond with the tech stuff, and you're all set.
And he'd be more fit to keep up with the others.
Yeah, yeah. With the other ones, because you have the technology
to enhance yourself.
To enhance yourself, yeah.
Boom.
You're welcome, DC.
Right? We fixed everything. Except for the runtime on Star Wars. You're welcome, Warner.
Well, I'm not even going to try to attempt to fix that. Other than just tell him, hey, season two, how about we do solid 45?
Just give us 40.
Let's just give us...
Well, I'm going to go 45. I'm going to get 45.
We'll hope for 45. We'll accept 40.
Yeah.
I mean...
You're that gray area right there.
Yeah, exactly. 5 minute.
Okay. 43 is the least I'll go. 43 is the lowest I'll go on it.
42 and a half.
Nope. Nope. I'm firm. 43. I wish it was form 43. But 43 minutes is like... That's it.
Cody's negotiation with the Warner Brothers. The actual brothers.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't know what you're thinking here.
Listen here, all and right?
They're like, who the fuck are you? My name is C-O-D-Y.
That's right. You don't learn.
I have a podcast.
You should listen. Speaking of which, we grossly broke the 10,000 listeners.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
How grossly?
We are at 10,249, I believe.
Nice. Thank you all.
Skyrocketed that shit. Damn. I don't know what happened. I was like, well, okay. Shit tons of downloads. I don't know what happened, but thanks, guys.
Right?
Because the marker only... does new listeners, so like as people repeatedly listen to multiple episodes, it does that counter doesn't go up. So it's not like we've had 10,249 listens, it's listeners. So that's individual different people
actually.
Yeah, okay. So I was like, oh shit, that was a jump. Keep that going. But it was pretty cool.
I love the soundscapes going on right now.
Yeah, especially considering
how's that sound.
Yeah,
it's so fucking loud. Like, it's not like, oh my god, I can't hear us, but it's right. Like, you can fucking hear it.
And it's,
are these guys recording in the rain?
Yeah.
We're outside. Like,
we've never
outside.
Heard rain on the yeah. background of this podcast
before. If you've ever, like, listened to those rainscapes and stuff, and you thought, hey, I want to listen to three guys talk over the rain.
You're welcome.
This is it.
We did it.
Yep. We did it. I don't think anybody's ever done that before.
You're welcome, world.
Yep.
Yeah. We.
This is how I fall asleep at night.
Listening to three nerds talk about stuff while it rains.
Yes,
that does fit.
Last night you woke up listening to
thunder.
To thunder.
Yeah.
And he's like, I really wish there was three nerds talking over this.
I imagine that your house almost blew over. No, you had nothing out there.
To be honest, I was high as shit last night, so I don't know. I was fucking baked, so I have no idea what happened last night.
Didn't you get the Simpsons?
I did get. I one? Did. Yes.
That's
I
him telling that. Us, "Hey,
that's my new.
I'm blazed out of my mind watching the Simpsons."
I forgot about that. Yeah,
I have come forward and said, "Hey, I have imbibed in stuffing, and now I'm watching the Simpsons over again for some strange reason when there's plenty of other stuff to watch."
I imagine The Simpsons is fun to watch high. I imagine.
Even not high, they're pretty good.
Oh, they are pretty good.
I mean, in the title sequence of The Simpsons, there is a guy watering a weed plant.
Yeah.
When I say a guy, it's the mayor, but, you know, so it's like, it fits.
And the intro's different early on. I was watching it, and I was like, the fuck intro is this? There's like a whole bit that I don't remember at all in the intro. I'm like, when does this go away?
Yeah.
Go back to normal. I don't like this. I'm gonna guess like my prime time Simpsons years was probably like season 7 to like 12.
Gotcha.
Like in that kind of range.
Yeah.
So like this first season I'm watching, I'm like, man, there's a lot of weird shit. Like Smithers was black the first episode.
Yep.
I was like, or his first appearance.
Yeah, and then it's kind of like, I guess we can't have him being bossed around by an old white guy. Yeah. So.
I was like, oh, that's weird.
We'll just make him white.
And then what else? Otto sounded like way different. And I don't know if it was the same guy or not. That first
well, even Homer sounded different in the earlier ones too.
Well, they sound different, but they're like, it's still them.
Yeah.
You know, Otto just, I was like, I don't think that's him. I don't think it's that dude. Yeah, there's some weirdness going on. And then the all the couch gads so far has just been about them not fitting.
Yeah.
There's been nothing else, but it's just like different character falling off each time. Pretty funny, but I'm like, all right, where does the clever shit happen?
This is getting old.
Need something new.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, I don't remember when the couch gags kind of took over as, like, that's the thing known.
I wasn't expecting them the first couple episodes they were doing them. I was like, oh, shit, this was a thing.
Oh, yeah. It's
been going on right from the start. Time. But obviously, you could tell, like, recently there's more, or I don't know when, but there's more thought. Like, they're more elaborate. This one is all, like, physical gags. Like, the couch broke on them one time. I was like, that was pretty good. Maggie popped up in the air. And then the cotter.
Yeah, I remember quick. That one. Yeah.
Then Bart popped up in the air and it just cut away. I was like, damn.
Savage.
It don't matter. He'll be fine. See, the rain has stopped.
No, it's still kind of going.
No, like, stopped.
So fucking... has this podcast.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm putting the brakes on it.
Speaking of which. Comes naturally, we are.
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. That's it for this week's episode, everybody. I don't know what the fuck it's going to be called, but...
Rainscapes.
Chapter 2,
Rainscapes. but anyhow, that's it for this week's episode of the podcast, everybody. And before Mike makes any loud noises, I'm going to go ahead and stop the recording.